Life in itself is rhythm, balance, and harmony. The human body operates on rhythm, balance, and harmony. The whole, right now here I'm speaking on this mic, my voice is being transmitted by light wave.
Mm-hmm.
The TV, the computer, everything is worked around light wave. It's worked along law and order of the universe. They are divine spiritual laws, and they are physical laws. That's why the Bible said, render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and render unto God what belongs to God.
Mm.
We have laws and rules in society that we must follow, because then if you don't, there are penalties. In nature and in the God of the universe, there are laws that we must follow. If not, there are penalties.
Mm.
And some of those penalties, one of the greatest penalties of breaking the law of the universe, is illness and sickness, which is considered an illusion according to the divine spiritual laws, because you have been out of balance, you're out of harmony, and you're out of rhythm. So now we have a situation here today on this earth where they're talking about sickness and pandemic and vaccination and all these things that I'm hearing being discussed. But there is one way to defeat or reverse what's going on. And one of the ways is that, like I said, if you understand how the subconscious mind works, the subconscious mind is who you are. The subconscious mind is who objectifies your what do you call your constructive consciousness into the personal existence of who you are in the present. So one of the basic things is you got to learn to put the right thoughts in the constructive mind.
Mm.
So there are three things that make us ill, if you want to call it that. There are three things that I know, and that from the naturopath, allopathic part, Ayurvedic part, Chinese medicine, that makes a person ill or makes a person become diseased. Because the word disease, if you study it, it means separated from. The word illness in ancient times, up to the last 200 years ago, illness came from the word evil.
Mm.
When you were ill, it considered you broke the law of God. When you were diseased, you were separated from the God within yourself.
Wow.
So this is the whole foundation of, if you want to call it illness or disease, that these things come from. Another thing I'd like to point out is that they've been claiming and telling us that our genes controls our destiny. This is false. Mm-hmm. This is totally false. Because the genes, if you understand anything about your genes, how it works, it does not control your destiny. Your genes, there's a new study now coming out, which is what they call quantum physics, quantum chemistry, quantum neurology, quantum endocrinology, quantum biochemistry, and epigenetics, neuroplasticity. What is epigenetics? Epigenetics is telling us that you're not at the mercy of your genes, that your genes do not cause disease. Your genes is a blueprint. It's a copy, if you understand how the body works. The body is made of proteins. Genes makes proteins. How does the genes make protein? The genes need a signal in order to produce proteins. This is what epigenetics is showing you. And so there are three basic things that can affect the genes and cause disharmony. One is trauma. Trauma, and I'm going to explain trauma, because trauma is a major, major thing for a lot of our elderly Caribbean and African people, and even people of the world in general. Trauma. Trauma can happen from the day you were in your mother's womb. Trauma can happen from how you grew up with the relationship between your mother and father. Trauma can happen along your life path with all the different unpleasant circumstances that you have experienced and you were not able to rid the body or the subconscious mind of, that you still carry around, because after 40 years, you still have some vengeance or some sadness or some hatred for some situation that occurred in your life that you felt was unjust. So trauma. And then trauma can come from an accident, where you get an accident and the trauma remains in the body and it was never attended to. So this
Could that contribute to mental health as well?
Yes, of course. Mm. Of course. Mm. This is one of the things that can cause trauma. Then the next thing is you have toxicity. Toxicity can come from the foods you eat, which is basically what it comes from, eating foods that carry no electrical signal. Because if you understand how the body works, The body is electrical in nature. So their foods, this is why refined foods, have very little electrical charge. And I'll explain as we go further what that means. I'll elaborate on that. It has very little electrical charge. So the second thing that is known to cause disease or illness is toxic. The third and the most and the deadliest important thing that causes illness is our thoughts. Toxic thoughts is the most deadly thing that produces illness in the human body.
Wow.
This is what's happening today on the planet Earth right now with this pandemic. If you pay attention to what I'm saying, and when I'm finished and you look around and you see and you understand what the media and everything is being thrown at you, you'll understand why this situation is continuing. But it can be changed so easily because we are in control of our thoughts. When you don't let someone else control your thoughts, you take your power back. So our thoughts is what is responsible for the majority of our illness. And why? Because toxic thoughts causes bad bad energy, bad chemicals. Toxic thoughts cause mucus. So these are the three things that signal the genes. When a signal goes to a gene, it signals the gene to produce proteins. That proteins helps to heal the body and get rid of and throw off all the bad and dead cells that was cutting the electrical charge in your body that caused your body to become out of rhythm, out of balance, out of harmony, and to become dysfunctional. So when you get the signal, this is what a vaccination is supposed to be. A vaccination is supposed to be a signal that affects the gene, and the gene will produce new proteins to get rid of those dead cells from the cold or the flu or whatever has invaded your body. So one of the things that, as I said before, the more refined something is, the less electrical charge in it. It is known and it is proven, and I have documents and studies on it because I study a bit of pathology. I study different modalities. I've been studying natural medicine to understand how it works and to keep myself in amazing shape. The signal that you get if the food is not from nature and doesn't have the sunlight in it, the charge is not 100%. There is no way a vaccination can give you a charge of 100% to renew your body if there is a cold or if there's a flu attacking you or whatever it is they're claiming that is attacking us right now. If the charge is 100%, the genes will renew itself and the body will naturally build up antibodies from your immune system, which is in your stomach. The biggest part of your immune system is in your stomach. Now, 80% of the population is suffering from irritable bowel syndrome. They have problems with their stomach. So if you got problems with your stomach, that means your immune system is not 100%. So you easy to catch any disalignment. So let's go back to, as I said, where the illness and the disease come from. So this is according to the teachings and the laws of nature. Illness and disease come from these three main things: trauma, toxic, and your thoughts. Now, if you look around in our world today and you look at the thoughts of the people, the thoughts of the people are in fear and in doubt, despondency, discouragement, and all kinds of negativity that has been purposely perpetrated onto you. And because many of you are not taking the time to give God his right due, you are caught in a dilemma because you don't know. And the majority of people out there, they don't know.
And when you say God, it's outside of the religious realm.
I'm not talking about the religious realm. I'm talking about true spirituality, which is following the natural mystic laws of life. I'm going to say this to you people. I want you to hear this. Everything in this universe is electrical. Everything in this universe is electrical, including your cells. Your cell is a living battery. Your cells has a voltage of 1.4 volts. I want you to know this. Every element in the periodic table of chemistry has a charge inside the cells of the human body. In the lymphatic fluids, the cells has a dominant of magnesium on the inside, which, and on the outside, there's a dominant of calcium. A calcium ion and a magnesium ion produces electricity, okay, through chemistry. Now, on the outside, the lymphatic, on the peripheral of your cells, on the skin and the surface and the dermis and the epidermis, the cells has a dominant of potassium on the inside and a dominance of sodium on the outside. That's why in the summertime, if you're sweating and you lick your skin, it tastes salty because sodium is salt. Mm-hmm. But it's on the outside of the cell. So the dominance inside the cell is a negative charge. Outside the cell is a positive charge, but there's a balance interchange. Now, in order for that cell to function correctly, what they say, alkaline, alkaline. Well, you got to be alkaline. What is alkalinity? What is alkalinity? To be alkaline, the body means that when your body's alkaline, the electrical charge of the cell is 100%. The cell is working at a very efficient rate. So alkalinity is only telling you that we need to have the charge of the cell. Now, I want you to hear this, because these are things that we need to understand, because we are ignorant of who we are. According to the teachings of biochemistry, biology, and teachings of anatomy and physiology of the human body, we have a cell, as I said, has an electrical charge of 1.4 volt. There is an average of 50 billion cells in the human body, on average. Hear me carefully, 50 billion cells.
50 now, billion.
50 billion cells, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if you multiply 50 billion cells times 1.4 voltage, you get about an average of 700 trillion volts of electricity. Every single human being is a walking, living battery of about 700 trillion volts of electricity.
Wow.
Get that in your head, okay? I want you to, because you're ignorant of who you are.
Mm.
The body is, you're an electrical being, and I can prove it in the esoteric teachings of the Bible, which is not a history book. It's a book based on the law of mind, where there's a part of the Bible said, even though my sins is as scarlet, I will be washed as white as snow, and my body, the corruptible shall put on the incorruptible, and the destructible shall put on the indestructible, and I shall become electrified like light. Go read it. It's in the scripture. You are nothing but a light. You're a cell walking around. Now, I want you to understand that. You're electricity. Now, what type of foods will be best suited to keep you in balance, harmony, and rhythm of this electrical wave, rhythmic universe?
Now, before you dive into that, because we're getting heavy, and I feel we should give a quick musical break and come back. It's it's because we have a lot for the people, and I feel right now that people should have their pen and paper. We're about to go into the foods that they need, and I think it's a good time to throw in a quick musical break. Everybody's all right with that?
Yeah.
I know. I was trying to find the right spot. All right. So with no further ado, guys, let's give Bobby Payne. It's time of the ones and twos. And actually, I got to give Bobby a huge shout out, because this is a huge Montreal mix we got going on here.
We got Azai from Montreal and Cali Pop from Montreal. Let's go.
The money ran over your body.
Yeah.
I've been 100 or more. There's something so special about you. The way that you bounce on the floor. You miss the life of the party. Along with some of your girls. You're popping and dancing to Cardi. And I got more bottles in store. Oh, oh, yeah. And after the bottles, we're going back up to my crib. Yeah. You're popping a push, we're having this mission lean, yeah.
Yeah!
I fuck you so good, I'm singing like Celine. I'm living my life like a dream, yeah. Or is this all just a fantasy? Yeah.
Straight up,
or is it all
I'ma beat it up, girl, I ain't come to play games. Heard you f*** with lames. Ain't talking about change. Girl, I ain't gotta lose change. You change or you keep going through the same thing. Whatever she say. If she tryna throw it at me, I'ma beat it up, girl, I ain't come to play games. Heard you f*** with lames. Ain't talk about change. Girl, I ain't gotta lose change. You change or you keep going through the same thing. Whatever she say. I do it my way. Walk through the lane, ain't nothing changed. Then we got changed, then we got changed. Before I felt rain, and I felt pain. Know my check nasty, getting fancy. Did it dancy, in it, nigga do it classy. In a Rolls Royce, did it, ayy, in a backseat. Come savage, moving trashy. Bird, but she moving sassy. This when I met that bitch at Maxi. She was heading for a taxi. Outside with it, that's Texas. Ain't no USD, round two, that's frequency. Praying I don't do a B&E. Said you wasn't, but you really be feeling me. You ain't playing with no kid, don't be kidding me. Keep the walking with the talking, let it match up, let it spark it. Whatever she say. If she tryna throw it at me, I'ma beat it up, girl, I ain't gonna play games. Heard you f*** with lames, I ain't talking about change. Girl, I ain't gonna lose change, you change or you keep going through the same thing, thing.
Like an 808.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Head to toe. Here we go. Boom like an 808.
You know what you mean to me.
Making circles like a figure eight.
You know what you mean to me.
Feels good from head to toe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Everything I touch will turn to gold.
Oh Lord!
Everything I touch will turn to gold.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Whoa!
Everything I touch will turn to gold. Everything I touch will turn to gold. And it's okay. Say what you gotta say, 'cause you don't know, yeah, you don't know it. But everything I touch will turn to gold. And it's okay, say what you gotta say, 'cause you don't know, yeah, you don't know it. But everything I touch will turn to gold. Will turn to gold. Everything I have, I worked for it. Everything I own is 'cause I bought it. Nothing in this world gon' get handed to you. That's why I do not understand why you jealous of me. Put your own foot forward and go get you some. Stalking all my flexes ain't gon' get you none. They try to tell me I changed, but that ain't a bad thing. Why, babe?
Jealous of me. Why they jealous of me?
I don't know
why they jealous of me.
And I don't know why.
Why they jealous? Jealous, jealous.
This is where I'm at. Well, let me tell you about it.
Oh, Lord.
I put my city on the map. But let me tell you about it. They try to say I can't come back. Hey, let me tell you.
Killing
about
it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Let me tell you about it. Heads up, everybody run. Call outside and he say he got a gun. I'm thinking like, man, that's what everybody said. Go and pop the trunk and everybody dead. Everybody scared of the nigga. Aware that the nigga is better. All my skills is picking a litter. Never bitter. Thinking it's fake anime. Me, I never hate cake like anime. Whoa, eat the cake, cake, eat the damn cake. Good, eat the man great. On the domino, then she take off all the clothes. You know how it go, made a piece of man.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
The best kept secret, even hoes try to keep it, then I let the damn tape. Rest in peace, and ain't no more beef. Secret service couldn't keep the man safe.
I said to the window, to the world, my round when I call. Got watches out of my mind. Looking black in my shine. I know the reason you feel the way. I know just who you want to be. So every day I think the man upstairs.
Yeah.
You know my crew. Whoa.
Come on.
You know my crew. Whoa.
Come on.
You know my crew. Whoa.
Come on.
You know my crew.
Pulling up, I'm predicting the neighbor. They know many is darker than Vader. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up, I'm predicting the neighbor. They know many is darker than Vader. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and put up on your neighbor. They know many is darker than Vader. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and put up on your neighbor. They know many is darker than Vader. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my All of you niggas are spitting. What is your purpose of spitting? It's making me livid. Are you a phony or fake? I think you can make a decision. I just been winning, I just been sinning. I bring the fire and hell to the kitchen. Don't take a job with Chewbacca, a doctor to stop me from blowing a fucking sinning. Hey, oh wow, need to book a show now. Working on my own now. Need to keep my toes down. Pretty little Joan now. She just got a blowout. Getting in my zone now. I'm losing control now. They know many is darker than Vader. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up and put up on your neighbor. They know many is darker than Vader. If there was a one in a million chance, the odds gon' be in my favor. I pull up for.
I walked in the corner with the body screaming, daughter. Never saw the back was looking like Pablo in the floor. This gon' make me feel the way I'm calling you, my lord. You already know.
More than ever, the simplest gestures are our best protection to fight the virus. That's why we need to continue following basic health measures, such as keeping a 2-meter distance from others, wearing a mask and washing our hands regularly. Avoid travel and non-essential trips. And if you develop symptoms, be sure to get tested promptly and follow self-isolation guidelines. See all of the measures in place at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Now,
so if you're now joining us, we are in studio with Amasi, who has been sharing knowledge, helping us to understand a lot of preventative measures, understanding ourselves, our bodies, and basically what has got us to this point and how we could start to self-heal moving forward as a community. And letting you guys know, this coming Sunday, we're having a lecture with Amasi. It's going to be online from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Check it out online. You could register to take part in the event. I shared it on the Empower Hour. So definitely you're going to want to join. So Amasi, the floor is yours.
Yes. As I said, Montreal, the human body is an electrical system. The cells operate within the body electrically. Everything in the body is an electrical circuit. They are, each organ has a different selective of cells. They orbit at a different speed. They vibrate at a different speed. This is why you have a kidney, you have a liver, you have an intestine, you have a gallbladder, you have a stomach, you have lungs. Every organ that is formed has a specificity to the cluster of cells that form that organ, just like a fruit. If you put a seed in the ground, tomato, orange, apple, banana, ask yourself how come the seeds don't connect with each other in the soil? Because every seed has a specificity where the electron is orbiting the core at a certain speed. And if a foreign cell tries to get into that cluster, it is thrown out of orbit. Mm-hmm. So the human body operates the same way. So, as I said, what would be the foods that will keep you highly charged, keep your body resistance-free of any imbalance disharmony or out of rhythmness, which is what they call disease, because disease in a pathological medicine, they call it homeostasis. They call it economy. They call it balance. Every single living thing in the universe has rhythm, harmony, and balance. The human body functions off of rhythm, harmony, and balance. When you become diseased, separated, ill, or whatever they call it, you are out of rhythm, you're out of balance with the natural laws of eternal, infinite God that governs you and all of nature. So, we need food to live. What are the foods that will make us live and function at that high level? In the yogic tradition where I've been and for the last 40, 50 years, they said there are three types of food. They call it rajastic, tasmaric, and sattvic. The word sattvic came from the word light. Foods that are high in the contents of light are the best food for you because it makes sense. Your cells is performing chemistry through the different elements that are in the cells and has a voltage of 1.4 volt. What did Dr. Sevi say in his teaching? Why I love Dr. Sevi and I end up in Dr. Sevi camp a couple of years in a row. Why? What would Dr. Sevi teaching and whole philosophy? Electrical food. The African bio mineral health and wellness cleansing and rebuilding program. That was Dr. Sevi's program. If you go back to Dr. Henrik Otto, the Nobel Peace Prize for 1920s, who won the Nobel Peace Prize, he said, illness and disease cannot function in an alkaline body. So we see that the foods that we eat has to be the highest foods that carries the highest signal has to be full of sunlight. So what foods do we know that are full of sunlight? Foods that are directly from nature, that are in its original state. Not foods that are hybrid, GMO, or modified foods of nature.
Wow.
Why is it that you can eat an apple or you can eat an orange and people love, oh, I want a seedless orange. I want a seedless apple. They don't want to take the time to eat the fruit and spit the seed out. So they want a seedless fruit. Why? Well, let me break it down to you. In the human body, as I said, there's the molecular structure of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. Carbon, CHO. CHO is carbon molecules, carbon atom, hydrogen atoms, and oxygen atoms combine to make molecules. Like a molecule of sugar is C6H12O6. 6 carbon, 12 hydrogen, and 6 oxygen atoms make one molecule of sugar, or what we call carbohydrates. Pure carbohydrate, mono. So, the foods that we eat, if you take a food in nature and you modify it, and you genetically modify it or hybrid it, what has happened? The structure of the food is no longer intact. Uh-huh. The molecular structure has been broken. The carbon, the hydrogen, and the oxygen is no longer in its natural order the way God created it. So what does that food do? It doesn't have the electrical charge like if the food was in its pure state. So they're selling all this modified food and people say, oh, I want an apple, I want a grape without a seed. But you're eating the grape, it's useless. The grape comes like anything that is refined in a factory. You're getting only part of the charge. You're not getting the full electrical charge. So when you don't get the full electrical charge from anything, what do you get? Waste.
Wow.
Waste, which is called toxic. Acid, mucus. This is
because I'm fine. I know what he said about getting slapped. But if you touch me or mine, we gon' have to scrap. So try Jesus. Please don't try me. Because I'm fine. I have no problem laying these hands. Try Jesus, don't try me.
Cause I throw hands
in restaurants. I only learned about restaurants when I came returned back to America, which I came to Brooklyn, New York, and lived for a number of years before I migrated back to my place of birth, Canada. And I never knew about going to restaurants. Restaurants was not a part of our culture, the culture where I came from. Because why? We was told that, you know, where a lot of black people believe in the voodoo and the obeah and the people doing spiritual things to you. We were told and brought up that your food, if you want someone to not poison you or put any spiritual, whatever they hocus pocus name they give it.
Juju, yes.
Yes, cook your own food.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're cooking your own food, you know what you're putting inside of it.
Mm.
And in the culture where we came from, greens and fruits were a part of our main diet and stay. We ate directly from the ground. We went outside, we had all the vegetables and fruits and greens and peas and beans were growing in our yard. This is how I grew up. Or we raised our, even though we ate meat, the chickens, we raised our own chickens. We raised our own cow. We raised our own duck, our own turkey. So everything was in its natural state. We feed them the same food we eat. Even the dog. We had a special pot for our dogs, and we cooked the dog food. We didn't buy dog food in a store.
Mm.
Everything was natural. So what has happened today is that we have strayed away from that natural order of living. Because why? You know, it's very, you know, things are very easily manipulated. When I was growing up, they used to call black people food poor people food. Poor people food. That's what our food was labeled, coconut oil. Making millions of dollars now, not by us. All the coconut trees are grown in the Caribbean. But coconut oil was considered a bad food. It was called poor people food, just like they just legalized marijuana. Mm. All the marijuana fields were grown in the Caribbean. The FDA and the CIA and whoever went in there, burning all the marijuana fields. Then they come back to America and they legalize it and Canada, but it's not the real marijuana. It's synthetic because the seeds are not real. It's not from nature. So everything that was us, they label it negative. And then they turn around and implement it, and they're the ones making all the money now.
Right.
And we have strayed away from that natural form of living.
It's almost like what we're hearing, like how they're attacking all the real farmers and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And making all GMO
exactly.
foods.
Exactly. And Monsanto's and Nestle, mm-hmm. responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're controlling all the seeds. Like if you can control God's earth.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the foods that we ate was in its natural order. So what is happening today is that, like I said, we're no longer eating those types of food anymore because we've been given all the fast foods and all the broke down foods. So when you eat these type of foods, as I said, one of the biggest things that enters into your body is waste. Now, getting back to the cell, the natural order of a cell has a certain rhythm and speed. When you put something into your body that is of not of the same natural rhythm and harmony and balance of that cell, it throws off the dead cells.
Mm-hmm.
The dead cells accumulate in the body. That's what we call waste, toxic. And the human body has to purge it or cleanse it out of the body. The problem is today, the wastes are accumulating in our body because we have strayed from the natural rhythm of how, as I said, I know the order of life was, where we ate from the ground, we ate the natural foods, we ate all the things that were in alignment. I remember when I went to herbalist school and the teacher started explaining to me NHC, which no longer exists in Montreal, which was at the corner of Jay Ward and Monkland, the only black English naturopathic school or health school that was at the corner of Jay Ward and Monkland for a number of years before it went bankrupt. One of the things the teacher said to me when I went there, she says, I said to her, but you're teaching my culture.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, what do you mean? I said, well, everything you're teaching me is the way in which I was raised and the way in which I live. And you called it poor people food. All of a sudden now you have changed the title and call it superfoods. And you put a price on it that the people now who grew up naturally living this food, because I go to the Caribbean every year except for this year, for the last 30-something, 40 years, I travel every winter. And I go to the Caribbean now, people are not eating this food. They're all lined up with Kentucky Fried Chicken and all the fast food places. So we've been taken out of our natural rhythm there, right there with the foods. Because now the foods have become so expensive because it's now called superfoods.
Superfoods, wow.
So we are eating more refined, processed, and hybrid food. So the cause of this is mucus in our bodies, which is causing a cut in the electrical charge. And so when the
I love how you wind it. You wind it. I'm trying to get behind it.
What happens? It becomes disassociated, disconnected, out of rhythm from the whole organism, which is supposed to function as a whole. Okay. Which is supposed to function as a whole. So once you're out of rhythm of the functioning of this whole, then you're susceptible to all this disease and all the problems that we are experiencing. I want to say this, a cold, and I just don't have the time because I have the books here, and I brought a whole lot of doctors and research people who are in the fields who are very credible about the common cold and where it comes from.
Well, people are going to be able to join us on Sunday when we have the lecture. We'll have 2 hours of going in.
So, yeah. So, I see I'm running out of time and I don't want to think, but I'm going to cut this short. I just want to let you know that you need to start paying attention to what you put into your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you need to start paying attention to the type of thoughts that you generate.
Mm.
Get out of the fear. Get out of the anxiety. Get out of the doubt. Learn. God is a knowing God. Knowledge is about knowing. Go and research and stop listening to these tabloids and TV shows that are totally working for the food industry, the pharmaceutical companies, because they're given grants and they're paid to maintain. So they have to go out and say the right things.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying, you need to start taking back what God gave you, which is your only power, is your own way of thinking and your thoughts.
Mm.
So on that note, I want to say, Montreal, it's a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to come and share and give food and light and knowledge to help you to better live, to reverse any condition, and to better take care of yourself. God bless, and you have a wonderful day.
Heavy, heavy, heavy. And I'm watching our Facebook Live. We have people taking notes. We have people like, it's just very enlightening, very educational. Mm-hmm. And just on that last piece that you just mentioned, because I've been thinking about this. And again, understanding why people are living the way they are and understanding the influence that media and stuff has. I just find it weird that we are functioning in a state of fear, right? Like, people aren't going outside. People aren't, like, you know, we're really in a state of fear. And I don't feel like that's a natural way of going about things. I remember, and I think we have spoken about this, like, when we were younger, they used to tell us, like, yeah, we, you know, let your children go play in the sand because they need to get dirty so that they could boost their immune system and things like that. And I look at what we're doing right now in terms of just trying to hide from the virus, so to speak, or trying to, you know, defend ourselves against it instead of building ourselves up to build a resilience to it, you know, and being prepared to kind of, like, let our bodies fight it, so to speak. So I think it's just really powerful in terms of what you're saying, because it's like we do need to just take the time to build ourselves up. And again, like people who are getting the vaccine, it's because they need it or they want to, and it's doing for them what they want it to do. But at the same time, those who are more into taking preventative measures, I don't think there's anything wrong with that either, you know. And it's a longer road. It takes a little more discipline, a little more sacrifice. But you know, for people who want to do it, I don't think they should feel that way.
Something?
Yes, you can, of course.
Okay, I like you just made a statement that the natural way is, you know, supposed to be one of the better ways. No, the natural way is the only way. Let me clarify that. I wanted to know that there's no distinction. There's no argument. Mm-hmm. There's no. The natural way is, as I said, the body has a rhythm, a harmony, and a balance. I don't care what you want to say. You got to come back into rhythm, harmony, and balance.
Mm.
If you're not in rhythm, harmony, and balance, you're out of order. I don't care what you take.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to heal.
Right. You know, hey, this, we will continue to deep dive. And you know me, I'm being politically correct, just trying to be balanced. But no, but I hear exactly what you're saying. You're coming in with the real. My brother, I thank you so much for being on with us this morning. This has been another amazing segment of the OFC Business Zone. We're glad to have you. Glad to have you as a part of the network. Everybody, join us this coming Sunday. Check us out online to be able to get the link to be able to take part. So before we dive into our next segment, I got a special one here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, there's so much. I'm gonna.
Now tell me who wanna fuck with us. This Mac in my purse is not for recoverer. Fuck a tummy tuck. Combos with my name keep coming up. And niggas dying to hop in just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gon' drown in this drip, R.I.P. Whitney. Niggas wildin' out, streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey.
Lakewood means rewind, a gunshot means forward.
Now tell me who wanna fuck with us. This Mac in my purse is not for recoverer. Fuck a tummy tuck. Combos with my name keep coming up. And niggas dying to hop in just like it's double dutch. The convo ain't about money, don't mix me. Y'all gon' drown in this drip, R.I.P. Whitney. Niggas wildin' out, streets getting sticky. To keep safe, I'm praying to God and the Nipsey. Yeah, y'all gon' hear my name soon. It's not gon' be the same soon. Yeah, it's gon' be over for you lames who don't even got enough money to live in a shade room. Sharing a nigga according to his check. You got him by his heart, well, I got him by his neck. The shoes that he bought me kicked up on his desk. My eyes on your paper like I'm cheating on a test, yeah. Took him from his wife, that's a month, yeah. Then I took the money, that's a sack, yeah. He took me out to eat cause I'm a fuck, yeah. You're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. Fuck, yeah. You're not getting it back cause I'm a fuck, yo. Bagged up work, watching, waiting to exhale. Looking at one theme while my mind is on the next sale. I put dope on the move like expressman. And put powder in the air like a chemtrail. Hustle been in my...
Who's that?
Hey now! Yo, so this has been a week. Just to keep you guys up to date, my name is Kaya, a.k.a. Fat Cat, a.k.a. Big Mama, a.k.a. Oh, no, she too nasty. Get her out of here. I dropped my single Bad Gal a little while ago, about 2 weeks ago. We up to 5,000 views on YouTube.
Beautiful.
Yes. I'm so proud. I'm elated. But today, I just wanted to open with that. Thank you, you guys. Mm-hmm, today, I'm running down the entertainment segment, and I got a lot of stuff to talk about. So I'm just going to give some brief synopsis on different things that I've seen. So I want to start with, I'm going to go back a couple of days. Piers Morgan. Bye, Pierce.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't let the door hit you.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to just touch on that right quick. Piers Morgan was very upset about the whole Meghan Markle interview and had some terrible things to say about the sister. And he just kept harping on it. And you know what? Being pressed by his fellow interview, I guess you would say, they caught up online on TV, on live TV, and he actually got up and walked off, and now he is supposedly no longer on the show. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see what happens with that, but bye. Mm-hmm. And then his friend
later,
his homegirl Sharon, who we were talking about earlier, Sharon Osbourne, she came out to try and like defend him kind of, and then I'm just finding out now that the show that she's on, what's the name of the show again?
It's called The Talk.
The Talk. I was going to say The View. The Talk is now canceled for the next couple of days while they do an investigation. Mm. So I want to just highlight the fact that how, you know, white privilege wins again. Mm. And how I want you guys to understand how sometimes, and I touched on this earlier, about how sometimes it's not blatant racism. It's very undercover. And this is a form of systemic racism. Mm. Oh, well, I can't say what I feel, then end the show.
Right.
I'm out of here. Then now you guys don't get paid for a couple of days because I'm going to close this joint out.
Right.
And so I need us to pay attention to what's really happening and understand that when you apply that type of pressure, this is what happens. So you know what? Farewell to these racists. Goodbye.
Mm. Cheryl, you better ask for some back pay when this comes back. If you decide that you want to cancel it, my contract states that I am owed such and such monies.
Amen. I want that money.
Cut me a check.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you know, we only really watch it because Cheryl Wood is on there. You know, we know Cheryl Underwood for being the girl who did the No Limit Deaf Comedy Jam. Mm-hmm. She was on Master P's special, actually, and she talked about disarming the president, you know, and she had one of the most comical segments that there was. So, Cher Underwood, we just want you to know that we love you and thank you for standing up for what's right. We know that you were trying to highlight your friend and just show that she wasn't what the world said that she was. But this is a something else that we also do as a people. Sometimes we tend to say, well, you know, this is my friend of another culture, and I just want you to know that they're not this, but then the whole time they're doing things that show that they are exact that. So we got to be careful who we're highlighting and who we're, you know, calling friend, because if they're not down for the cause, you got to understand that sometimes you may be digging a bigger ditch to yourself.
Right.
And
someone did that with Trump, right? I feel like there's someone who's just like, oh, yeah. Trump's my friend. He's not racist. Where are you now?
Oh, yeah.
What you saying now?
Yeah, right. So I'm going to move on to Cardi B. So last week, Cardi B's song Bodak Yellow went diamond.
Ooh.
Yes. Cardi B went diamond. She becomes the first female rapper to ever go diamond with Bodak Yellow. So what y'all got to say about this crooked teeth girl now? I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all better stop playing with Cardi B. She pressure.
Mm-hmm.
She is pressure, y'all. I want to also talk about Doja Cat. Lord. Her newest video went viral for the silhouette challenge that everyone was doing on TikTok and Instagram. And the song is actually doing very well right now due to that challenge.
Yeah.
The song is called Streets. The video, however, features the ultra handsome, ultra super black power Kofi. Listen,
jeez,
listen,
goosebumps, okay, goosebumps, baby.
I just want to say this.
He's so good looking.
I need y'all to watch this video because I need y'all to see how Kofi is looking at her in this
video.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. I just put myself in Doja Cat's position. I was just like, yes, honey, yes. Listen, he is so fine.
He sure is.
He was a great pick for the video. Mm-hmm. And we just want to say that Doja Cat be eating. We see you out there, sis. Mm-hmm. As long as she don't come with no more crazy statements, you know, we with the movement.
Mm.
I have to bring up something that's a little bit of entertainment, but not really an entertainment, but I heard a story. I don't know if it's true. They talking about giving reparations to black people for real, for real. Mm,
that's what
I heard.
Yeah,
there was a city in
Illinois that started doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spoke about that.
What I want to know is, do Canadians qualify? Canadians qualify? Because I'm going to tell you something. My people, I believe that we're supposed to get some monies too. I won't mind. I just want y'all to know.
Mm.
Thank you very much. Joe Batted. Listen. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah, you found a way to dig yourself out of that ditch, sis.
Mm.
We almost not mad at you again because of this interview that you did.
Yeah, she did keep it real. She did keep it real.
We almost not mad at you again, and we thank you very much for highlighting our sister the way that you did, and to make sure that they were not able to just disrespect her blatantly anymore, that we was going to talk about this and make sure that they'd be exposed. We know that the Brits have been doing this racism thing for a long time. They've been holding on to it, and it's something that they
pride themselves on. They're down near the creators.
On. Yeah, they. You know what? It's like priding themselves on the ignorance and the racism. They love it, and it's something that they do. And you know what? It has to be stopped because we matter, period. And that's why it has to stop. But on that note, I want to say, you know, shout out to all of those out there who have been, I don't know, for lack of a better word, tomming. say that Stacey Dash wants back in, but the black delegation.
Okay.
The black delegation says no, thank you.
We the black
refuse to take this refund.
No,
thank you very much.
Not too sure.
Thank you.
Mm-mm.
Nope. We're not even going to talk about her too much because we know that you're not an angry black woman, sis.
Stop it.
Mm. We know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to just touch on the Grammys a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce and Blue Ivy, two black women under one household.
Yes.
Hitting the Grammys things. So a couple of years ago, Jay-Z made a comment after winning a Grammy, and he says, look, Blue, daddy got a gold sippy cup for you. And now Blue has her own
very gold sippy cup.
Yeah,
shout out to Blue Ivy for being the youngest. We love you very much, little mama. And her hair was hooked, so don't come for the girl.
Seriously.
Don't come for the girl. Also, to touch on the Grammys, we got to go back again just because Montreal, Canada really gave it up for, yeah. for the cheap seats. We did not play this year. We came out. We showed out. Yep. Michael Shusky, a.k.a. Dirtwork, Kay Trinata, and we are... We are on the rise as Canadians, as a people. We are really doing it right now. So don't give up. Don't just keep applying pressure. Also in entertainment this week, Kirk Franklin. I got to get on this because Kirk Franklin is really my dude. I don't care what he do.
He
man.
Did it for me. He wasn't wrong.
He did nothing wrong.
He did nothing wrong. Parents get frustrated. That's it. Let's Kaya talk on it because I seen it this morning. I said he didn't do nothing wrong.
Kirk Franklin said, do you want a revolution?
Yeah. Exactly.
I will break your neck.
That's exactly what he said.
What happened?
Kirk you didn't hear about this? No. Listen. Franklin and his son get into it. I don't know all of the information,
the details
on the argument, but they had an argument, and his son decided to record him because he wanted the people to know, like, hey, you know, you don't know who this guy is, okay? Let me show you how my dad really talks, okay? Oh, this good preacher man.
He's cussing him out.
Slam out. And I'm going to tell you, he said, I will break your neck, N-word. He's like, I am not playing with you.
Yeah, Kirk Franklin is yelling.
Play with me. And so now they then took the conversation with him and his son, and they remixed it to the... You know that joint? You know that joint? That song joint?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. Kirk Franklin, we are not mad at you.
Amen.
They
not
say
at all.
In the Bible, talk soft and carry a big stick. Facts. I understand that you did not want to beat that boy. You said what you had to say, and we're not mad at you because we have to discipline our children out of love before someone in the streets disciplines them out of something else. Mm-hmm. And so if it requires you to say some harsh words and lay down your Bible for a second, King, we are not mad at you. Whoop them.
Mm. But here's the thing, son. Mm. He's 35.
32. He's 32. He's 32,
You're not a kid.
Are you
still exactly.
my son?
Acting like, oh, look at my dad.
Exactly.
Like,
what are you doing here?
That's right. You're still my son. Doing? And if I got to cut, let me tell you something. My mother used to say this all the time. My mom was 5'2". My mom say, you can get 7 foot tall. I'm going to show you how this axe work.
Mm-hmm. Hey! Mm-hmm.
My mother got rid of our knees a long time ago. If you look at me, I don't look like I actually have knees. I'm going to tell you something. This is what God do to you when you don't listen to your mom and make it look like you ain't got no knees.
Right.
And she'll chop you down. Mm-hmm. But this is Kirk Franklin's expose this week where his son calls himself putting him on the front line, but we wanted you to know, brother, that we're not mad at
no.
you.
I hope he doesn't live. Does he still live home with Kirk?
Like, no, apparently he doesn't live there. No,
because
no.
I don't say, know. My G, like, you're talking all this,
but like, I mean, you at that age, you can't be like, oh, world, look at my parent. You're a grown ass person,
trust me.
Like, seriously. So you get grown ass talks,
yeah,
like, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
So don't
and
go
he's
and
a,
expose
he's
it.
A big man, like, let's be really, and the way he's talking to his father, you got there's that snippet as well, you know what I'm saying? And parenting is not easy. He's a human being. Like, yes, we know Kirk Franklin is a church man and all that, but he's also a human being, and things like this happen, and people are like offended because he used the f-bomb. Okay, but you should have heard how his son was talking about him. Like, come on, let's be real. So I'm not mad at Kirk Franklin. I said, yep, if it was my mother, I wouldn't be here on No Empower Hour. She would have hunt me down.
That's right.
She would have hunt me down if I was speaking to my mother like that. My father, too, Dad. So, they would have hunted us down. So he's lucky he only got the F-bomb and the N-word, and that's it.
You know what? I feel like sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to speak to people in the language that
they
understand.
They understand, absolutely.
And if I start off with you nicely and you force me, and you're my kid, this is what I'm going to tell you. Stop playing with me.
Right, which is what he told him.
Your neck!
And he came out from the choir with that.
Oh, are we not mad? So I just want to touch on this because my time is almost up. But I just want to touch on... there was one more thing that I wanted to I think it was the Cardi B and Candace Owens.
Oh, God.
Back and forth.
Okay, yeah.
Candace Owens deserves no light.
It's like some things that are happening right now. Candace Owens got a layoff. She just really has to lay off. It feels like she just has a vendetta, and it looks like she's kind of clout chasing off of Cardi B's kind of hype.
She came for Beyonce, too.
Yeah, and you know, it's a thing. We just want to say, lighten up, Candace Owens. We already know all the stuff that you got going on in your life, and we don't want to start pointing fingers at you, sis, but you can't just be out here doing what you're doing so you think that you can call out the sisters and tell them about how they're degrading other black women and making black women look bad, and you're living the lifestyle that you live in. And if you know Candace Owens, you know what's up. I'm just gonna leave it there. But thank you again for allowing me to be here and entertain you in the morning. I love you guys, and peace.
Yeah. We love you too, Kaya.
And now it's time for Coffee Conversations.
Wow, P, you put that right in there. I'm so proud of you this morning.
Wow.
I am so proud of you. I'm looking at it. I said, I wonder if he's going to play it on time. Yeah. All right, guys, we don't have much time left. We got about 5 minutes. So we're playing another episode of Finish the Lyrics, but this is the Soca and Reggae edition. So I want you guys to get into it this morning. If audience, y'all got to drink up if you do know it. So the object of the game is to I start, you finish. Simple as that. Are you guys ready? And we're going to do this quickly.
Ready.
There we go.
Kaya, you're ready.
I'm ready.
Scent. 5 cent.
$10.
Dollar. Hey.
5 cent. I went straight to the dollar.
I know. Because you wanted to dollar. That's why. All right. Okay.
You know me.
Okay.
That's the walk up part.
Next one. Let me hold you.
Come to me.
Girl, wine all around me. P. Farrah, I'm disappointed. All right, this is a second.
I was hearing Benny Hanna. I thought you were saying
Benny Hanna.
Gina can sing. Let me find out Gina can sing.
Gina can sing. No, Gina should be doing this. All right, this is a Soca one. Because when I'm fettin', of course. I just do it like a boss. Come on, you guys. Yeah. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I knew that one. Come on.
I just wasn't sure.
All right. This is another.
That could have been a lot of.
This is the next one. This is a Soca track. It's a last year Soca track.
Okay.
How my bumpa looking?
Fat.
Yes. Yes. You should know this one, Kaya. I am disappointed in you.
I'm still in 2016.
Okay. We're going to switch it to some reggae. Out in the streets.
No, ma'am.
They call it murder.
You didn't. You didn't set that up right.
Welcome to Jamra. Come on, guys. Yeah, all right.
Now you guys know what I went through.
All right, next one. Night nurse.
I don't know the song.
Only you alone can quench your thirst. Come on, guys.
Tonight, nurse.
All right. Next one. Girl living dangerously.
Too dangerous for me.
Yes.
Dangerous.
Woman, you're living too dangerous for me. Yeah. That's what he says. All right.
You're living dangerous.
All right, you guys. This is an older one. We shouldn't have been singing this when we were younger, but we were singing it. Girl, I want to make you sweat.
Sweat like you can't sweat no more.
All right.
And when you try,
I'm going to push it. See, we shouldn't have been singing that.
Yeah, we just fast forward.
We were just, yeah. And you guys skipped the whole.
Push it.
You guys skipped the whole one. All right. She la 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 bum bum she lay.
Yes.
I and I baka hot gal today. Really, guys?
I know the song. I don't know the lyrics.
Guys, all right. This is the last one. We always sing this at the end of the parties. Well, it's a slower song. I wanna be love.
Not for who you think.
Yay!
Be loved. All right. I don't wanna take it back.
Ray.
And this is my chat.
And that was this week's Coffee Conversations. This is the last one that we're doing the lyrics because, you know, we're going to switch it up next week. I just want to know quickly.
And we want more lyrics.
You do? I'll do one more.
Have we done an R&B, though?
We're going to get an R&B next week if y'all want to do that.
Yes.
I need to know quickly because we got like 2 seconds. How did you guys feel about the show today?
Mm-hmm. Energized.
Energized, Kaya?
Blessed.
P?
Well, I feel great, but before, because I know you're closing,
I am.
I can't close without giving a shout out to Westcan.
Right.
I want everybody to check out, they just put out their trailer on the Cambule.
Okay? Yes, Cambule is a big deal. You must know about Cambule if you're going to start playing mass.
Oh, my God.
You definitely need to know about Cambule.
Basically, they have the short film that was produced by the one and only Shiata, my wife.
Woo!
Amazing short films coming out on Saturday. The trailer is out. We put it on our Empower Hour page. We put a little bit everywhere. You guys definitely check it out. Share it. Do me a favor. Go on. Watch it. Share it. And yeah, you guys want to be taking part on Saturday. It's going to be lit. And the show was exceptional. I feel very mentally empowered. Thank you.
Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday at 7 a.m. from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook Live at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is brought to you. Thank you to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Long Life Productions, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. I am Miss Trish, people. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
My hair is kinky, my nose is white, my skin is dark.
shine, just know it ain't my style, it ain't my shame, ain't what I do, ain't what that I say. Color, I won't apologize.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.